Okay, I learned Shmuel Tzchus of First Shleima Pinchas Ben Rivka, Avraham Ben Shadel, Mordechai Zev Ben Fega, Pesach Shor Chai Yisrael. Parshas Chukas Tavshan Ayin Zayin. We have a little shorter of a shir, shorter of a shmuz tonight. Parsha talks about a lot of things. One thing it talks about Aaron HaKohen's death. The Pasuk says that Kol Beis Yisrael cried for Aaron HaKohen. Perichav Pasuk Chavtes. Kol Beis Yisrael. And Rashi picks up on this. What does it mean that the whole house of the Jewish people cried for Aaron? Is that Aaron HaKohen used to make tremendous love and peace and harmony between people who were in fights and quarrels. And he brought them peace. So much so is that everyone cried, even the Ketanim. And we mentioned earlier in the week, there was a Kala Rabasi mentioned that said that 18,000 couples that were willing to get divorced, and Aaron HaKohen got involved with them, and he brought them back together. Their next child, they all called him Aaron HaKohen. Where do we get this media from Aaron HaKohen to be an Oiv Shalom, Broidiv Shalom? The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, to love peace, to pursue peace. Oiv Zabrius from the Karmel of the Torah, to love people and to bring them closer to the Torah. How do we become our little Aaron HaKohen? I don't think it's Stam that it was Lubavitch Rebbe's Yartzeit this week, because Lubavitch Rebbe and Aaron HaKohen had the same midah. So let's begin. Rav Avram Shor came up with a same come up with from left and right. So this year I was Zocha and Bigalizen Baruch Hashem to go get the Sefer on Tammuz and Av. And he writes, Rav Shor, and he writes that Tammuz brought down from the Svar, the Bnei Saskha brings it down from the Sefer Yitzira, that the Chodesh of Tammuz, the month of Tammuz, is connected to the letter Ches, and it's also connected to the sense of see, to the sense of looking, of Re'iyah, the sense of seeing. Right? Every month, according to the Sefer Yitzira, is connected to another letter, another sense. Tammuz is connected to another, is connected to the Midah of Re'iyah. We know that there are 12 months, and there are also 12 Degalim. We also know that there are 12 months and there are 12 Shvatim. So every Shevet, according to the Sefer Yitzira, is connected to another Shevet. Who is connected to the month of Tammuz? Reuven. Reuven is the one connected to Tammuz. There's a lot of Torah written by that. But Rav Shor writes very Pashu. Want to know why Reuven? Because the Pasuk says, Ra'o Ra'isi Es Onyi. When they're talking about Reuven, L'maiso. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw, the Pasuk in Shemos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw our pain. Reuven is this midah of Re'iyah. Reuven is this midah of looking. And that's the whole connection of Tammuz. It's all about looking, perspective. Aaron HaKohen was a person whose perspective, the way he looked at people, the way he looked at the world, was the positive outlook. He saw a lot of challenges in his life. He saw 18,000 people who were willing to get divorced. They were willing to get the Gerushin, but because he had this outlook, this perspective, this positive outlook, he was able to bring them back together. And that is the Midah of Tammuz. The Midah of Tammuz is an Ayin Tova. Now we're going to talk about next week for Parshas Balak. Aaron Avram Avinu had an Ayin Tova. How does a person work on this Ayin Tova? How does a person work on seeing the good in others? So Rav Shor writes from the Chasam Sofer, Toras Moshe and Bamidbar Perches, Pasuk Beis, that there are two times throughout the day, maybe three times, Kriya Shema Amita, that we close our eyes, we put our hands over our eyes, and the Chasam Sofer asks, why do we cover our eyes when we say Kriya Shema? Says the Chasam Sofer, you want to know why? Because when we close our eyes, we're actually becoming more spiritual. He says the Hafla writes, there was actually the Hafla's Yartzeit this week as well, Pinchas Levi Horowitz. The Pasuk says in Bereishis, Vatipak, Vatibakachna, Ineshneim, Yodu Kiramim, Adam, Adam, and Chavna opened their eyes and they realized that they were naked. Says the Hafla, the more a person closes their eyes, the more spiritual they become. But the more they open their eyes, the more of the barriers they make. That's why they saw Vatibakachna, they opened their eyes, Vyodu Kiramim, they saw they were naked. Says the Hafla, the more a person darkens his eyes from the physical world and the physical things around him, the more spiritual he becomes. And the physical things hold us back from seeing us between the Kodesh Baruch. When we cover our eyes, we cover ourselves from the physical things around us and we become more spiritual. It's a very practical thing. Number one, it says the Chasam Sofer, you want to know how to work on perspective? You want to know how to look at the world? Close your eyes a little bit. Sing a niggun. Say a sim Torah with your eyes closed. When you feel like Yitzhar is about to come on, you close your eyes. Obviously, you shmir, say naim. is a big, big thing, especially in the summer. But when a person is trying to work on something besides Shmiyas Sinem, Shmiyas Sinem is a very big issue. A person can just close his eyes to daven, to be able to sing, to become more spiritual. A second way had to become more of like an Aaron HaKohen, or more of like a Lubavitcher Rebbe. Says Rav Shuri, he quotes the Tefer Shlomo on Pirkei Avos. And he says, it's all about perspective, it's all about your own perspective. He says, when you have actually a positive thought about someone else, Kodesh Baruch Hu actually has a positive thought about you. And this is Gemara Rosh Hashanah. The more you're looking for the good in others, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will look for the good in you. Right? The way we look at the world, the more Kodesh Baruch Hu will look at us. If we look at other people with positive outlook, then Kodesh Baruch Hu will look at us with a positive outlook. But it's all about us. So two ways to be able to how to become more of an Aaron HaKohen. One is perspective. One is to close our eyes and go a shtickle bit. Closing our eyes from the physical world around us, especially by Kriya Shema. Closing our eyes, saying a nigga and saying a Dvar Torah. And number two, realizing the more we look for the good in others, says the Tefer Shlomo, says the B'zam Skrimi, the more Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to look for the good with us. The whole Midah of Tammuz, the whole month of Tammuz is trying to fix our perspective, our Re'iyah, our vantage point, our perspective. Finally, just to be able to close, of short quotes in another piece in the Tammuz and Av, he says, you know, Shabbos is a day of obviously all the bracha comes from the week. The Zohar says that all bracha comes from the week. And he says that Tammuz is actually, the avod of Tammuz is Erev Shabbos. How do you know that? So he quotes Rav Tzadok HaKohen in the Maamar Kedushas of Shabbos. He says the Iker time to be able to get ready for Shabbos is Friday. He says why? Because the Pasuk says in Shemos Tezayin, hey, V'haya boho yom hashishi, and it was the sixth day, and they prepared everything that they brought. So at the end of the day, says Rav Tzadok says that, the Pasuk says that 6 days all about Hachana. But Rav Shoy even has a remez. Tammuz is the letters Tes, Mam, Mem, Vav, Zayin. He says you have to break it down. Tam, Vav, Zayin. Tam means to combine. Vav, the sixth day to the Zayin. Friday, to connect Friday, Vav, to Zayin. The more a person connects Vav to Zayin, the more he'll be able to read for Shabbos. And he says Rav Shor even further, if you take the gematria of Shishi, the number Shishi and Shvi, 610 plus 392, it's exactly gematria Yer Shemayim. Because the more a person has this vantage point, that the whole week is indeed looking forward to Shabbos, but specifically Friday, you combine Friday, Shishi, to Shvi, you get Yer Shemayim. Yer Shemayim doesn't just mean fear. Yer Shemayim means outlook. It means perspective. It means recognizing Kodesh Baruch Hu in your life. The avoda of Tammuz, says the Sefer Yetzirah, it's the avoda of Re'iyah. The avoda of Tammuz is your Shemayim. The avoda of Tammuz is connecting the Vav to the Zion. Tammuz is Tam Vav to the Zion. So let's just review and then we'll say a quick story. We started off saying, at the end of the day, why is it called Beis Yisrael cry for Aaron HaKohen? Because Aaron HaKohen says Rashi from the permission of Pirkei Avos and Avos to Reb Noson, and Aaron HaKohen went out of his way to be able to help every Jew. So how do we become more like an Aaron HaKohen? We said that Tammuz is the midah of Re'iyah according to the Sefer Yetzirah. It's the midah of looking, of Re'iyah, of seeing, of perspective. And at the end of the day, all the Shvatim are connected to each month. Who's the Shevet connected to? Tammuz Re'uven. Re'uven is the Lashon of Re'u, Ra'u. Ra'u Ra'isi, the puzzles of the Shemos of Stasim. And then we said two practical ways how to become more like an Aaron HaKohen, more like a Lubavitcher Rebbe, to see the good within everyone, to see the good within every perspective. We said, what was the word we said? We said the Chasam Sofer says the more a person closes his eyes, because the puzzles by Adam and Chava, the more a person closes his eyes, the more a person closes his eyes from the barriers around us, the physical barriers, but to one be one with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It happens all the time, Adam and Kedusha, my eyes are closed, you feel like you're in Yerushalayim. But you open your eyes and then you're back where you are. When you close your eyes, you become more of a spiritual person. And number two, how do we become more like an Aaron HaKohen and more like a Lubavitcher Rebbe? Realize the more you look for the good in others, the more Kodesh Baruch Hu will look for the good in you. It's Gemara Rosh Hashanah. And then we said, what's the Iker time for Tammuz to be able to work on this? It's Dafka Fridays. Because Tammuz is Tam Vav Zayin, says Rav Shor. Be able to combine Friday to Zvav to the Zayin. Tammuz, Tam Vav La Zayin. Combine Friday to Shabbos. And then you get Shishi plus Shvi is Yer Shemayim. It's exactly the person who has the more to recognize of Kodesh Baruch Hu. It means we didn't say this before, but we'll just say it again. Well, just add in, we said this in other Shirim. Rabbi Nachman writes in Tinyana Yud Zayin that a person has to be so careful to be Besimcha on Shabbos. Why? Because Shabbos is the Iker time of the week that we're one with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And right after that, he brings down from the Arizal that a person should be sober sometimes Shabbos. He says that a person should always look for the good of his in others. And I asked of Yaakov Meir Shechter, what's the connection between looking for the good in others and being besimchan Shabbos? He said the more a person looks for the good in others, the more a person looks for the good in every person, and every husband, and every wife, and every woman, and every man, every child, every cousin, aunt, and uncle, the more you'll be happy with Simchan Shabbos. The more you're a positive person, the more you look at the good within others, the more you'll be with Simchan Shabbos. So let's say the word, let's say a ma'aseh about Shabbos. We said this ma'aseh before, but I think it bears repeating again. Rav Meir Pam Shlaner, one of the great Hasidic rabbis, would always, Friday night, he'd pause a little bit right before making Kiddush, look around the room, he would make Kiddush. One Friday night, one Leil Shabbos, he was making Kiddush, and he waited a little bit. What happened was, he waited, it was longer than his usual wait, and finally he made Kiddush. One of the Hasidim came over to Rav Meir Pram Shliner. Said, Rabbi, with all due respect, why tonight did you wait a little bit before you made Kiddush? He said, I have to tell you a story. Every Friday night, not a long story, but every Friday night, every Leil Shabbos, before I make Kiddush, I go around the room in my head, and I think about what can I learn from every single person here. One midah, one thing I could learn from every single person around the room. And today there was one person that took me a couple extra minutes to be able to figure it out. Going into Shabbos is the avoda for Rav Meir Shlaner is to look for the good within others. Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us to always look for the good within others. Become more like Aaron HaKohen, become more like the Lubavitcher Rebbe, more like Rav Meir Shlaner. If we do this, we zocha to really take the avoda of Tamas, of Re'iyah, of combining of Vav to the Zion, the Friday to Shabbos, of making sure to be Besimcha on Shabbos. And says Rabbi Nachman, how do you be Besimcha on Shabbos? Is by looking for the good within others. Especially this will be a great avodah, a great preparation for Be'ez Hashem for the 3 weeks starting. Be'ez Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us to always look for the good within others. And the more we look for the good within others, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shall find the good within ourselves. Be'ez Hashem, have a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.